Before we begin looking at specific codes, let's review the guiding questions that can help when rating a segment for the codes in the richness dimension. The first two questions were raised in the Richness 1 module. In Richness 2, we'll focus on the third question. Does the segment feature any mathematical practices, including examining and comparing solution methods, making mathematical generalizations, or using precise language? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, it's likely that you will rate this segment with a mid or a high score for one of the richness codes. Note that although we represent this dimension as the teacher content side of the instructional triangle, we also count instances of mathematically rich student comments and even material from textbooks as well. The teacher was likely involved in bringing about those student comments or rich materials, and your scoring should reflect their presence.